This episode contains crackling in the audio due to a technical difficulty with the microphones. We thought we'd figure out the source of the problem, but it turns out we haven't. It's back, it's returned. It's a thorn in our side. We hope you enjoy the episode, nevertheless.
Ersatz Radio.
Papa Pigs.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Papa Big Show here on ErsatzRadio.co.uk at 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. every single day of the week, you lucky, lucky people. So come along and join us, just like this chap.
I've begun, I'm the co-host of Very First Son. I'm someone's son, and I live in the sun. Hitting hot fire like from out of a gun. You better run to your radio and turn it on. We're the Papa Big's crew, we do radio for fun. My rappers cause are poor, but I picked a good drum. Are you stunned? The number of dams we can be equal to none. The introduction's done. Cause my name is Sun One.
Hey, it's me, Sun One. How do you do?
I'm alright, Sun One. How are you?
I'm tip top. How are you?
Top. I am absolutely fan dabby dozy, as Jimmy Cranky used to say. Because the sun's shining, which is always nice.
Yes.
It makes for a lovely, lovely day.
Yes.
What have we got coming up on today's show, someone?
Well, it wouldn't be a lovely day without some lovely music. So we'll be playing five lovely tracks from your lovely library of lovely music.
And we'll have some lovely trailers. Well, we'll listen to some lovely trailers and watch them as well. And you can decide whether they're good, bad or indifferent, just like us with our thumb method.
We've also been reading some lovely books and watching some lovely films and lovely TV. So we'll be talking about that in what we've been loving and loving this week.
And if you're lovely and we're lovely, then we'll be able to have some, maybe some extra lovely stuff in there. We'll just have to see.
You know what else is lovely? Love and Rockets.
That was Love and Rockets with So Alive.
Very lovely indeed. Welcome to the Papa Big Show. I am Sun One.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah. But the people that also don't know how to get in contact with us.
Okay.
You can get in contact with us at Big's Papa on Twitter, The Papa Big Show on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube and Pinterest, at Ersatz Radio on Twitter, Ersatz Radio on Facebook, SoundCloud and YouTube, ErsatzRadio.co.uk and cafepress.co.uk/ErsatzRadio.
What are we going to be doing now?
Well, don't forget you can also listen to us on podcasting type things. Tell them about that.
Yeah, you can listen to us on Spotify or any podcast service imaginable. That's going to be half of our traffic now.
Yeah.
So we also need to remind you that you can listen at 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. at ErsatzRadio.co.uk.
Yeah, or you can listen at your leisure. Let's have some trailers.
Trailers. Yes, of course, it's trailers. The part of the show where we look at five trailers that have come out the past week and tell you whether we think they're good, bad, or somewhere in the middle. If you're interested in watching any of these trailers, you can head on over to the Papa Big Show's YouTube channel where they're in a playlist just for you.
Yes, I'm watching while you listen. And what have we got for our first trailer, someone?
Trolls World Tour.
Oh, great.
Amazing.
Tell me all about this.
Good gravy. So this is a sequel to Trolls.
There was a first Troll movie?
Yep. Oh. And it's about the toys, Trolls, the ones with the big spiky hair.
Are they a toy? Or are they just
doll.
Some kind of, yeah, it's a novelty item that people put on their desk? Do children even have Trolls? Is it not just like man children?
I imagine it was children.
Those really annoying girls called Penelope in offices. They go, look, I'm so crazy. Look, I've got a troll on my desk. Is that not just the
that
kind of
thing?
That
seemed very specific.
Well, I just think that this is just not for anybody. Anyway,
it's for children.
The actual toy themselves, but I'm not sure. Anyway, what's the film about?
Well, you don't need to be aware of the toys to watch the film.
True enough.
It's about. So I think the first film is about these trolls that are in the start of it, and they're all pop singers.
Mm.
And plot twist, there's different types of music in this world.
That's
not
right.
Only is there pop song elves, there's
techno.
There's
funk.
Country.
Yeah.
There's rock.
You're a rock.
Classical. So there's six strings, not two strings.
And there's only
like
six genres
film.
Of music, apparently.
Only six.
Mm.
And rock is the villain because it's edgy.
Yes, because it's nasty. It's Satanism, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
Neither do I.
In any way, shape, or form. I don't like the message. I don't like the animation. I don't like trolls.
I don't like the music.
I certainly don't like the music.
I don't like the cast.
Well, the cast is impressive, really.
Is it?
Yeah, Justin Timberlake, Anna Kendricks, yeah, and a few other people who name that elude me.
Yeah, there's other people in it. It's
there's other people not a cast doing the tone. Voices of them.
Of the trolls. Yeah, this isn't great.
It's obviously for a very young audience. Yeah. We're talking like
babies.
Preschools. Yeah. Because that's the type of humour. So it's not one of those children's films which understand that they're going to be adults watching at the same time. So they at least throw some tiny little crumbs of comfort in for them.
I think the worst part about this trailer is the end, where there's a hip-hop troll.
That's right.
And he's made of glitter and he does a... He does a rap in
That's
the end.
That's right.
And it's just, it's what you'd imagine from a glitter troll rapping in a DreamWorks film.
I don't know how these things get made. But, yeah, so that is Trolls World Tour. Mm. When's this out? Do we know?
This is out on the 20th of March, 2020.
So go on, who else is in it?
We've got...
Give me some more names. Sam Rockwell. Sam Rockwell.
James Corden. I thought I recognised him in that.
Right, okay, that's all I need to know.
We got the guy from Good Burger.
Mary J. Blige. So, yeah, James Corden is all I need to know. That is the tick of disapproval that we need. What are you doing with your thumb, someone?
Thumb down.
Thumb down from me. Let's move on to the next one quickly, please. Give me trailer two. Give me something different.
I'll give you something completely different. Killer Man.
Oh.
What a rubbish name for a film. Killer Man.
Killer
man. That kills.
Not kill a man.
Killer. Like a person who kills.
Man. All in one word as well, which is interesting. Killerman.
This is about...
Presume that's his name, is it? Hello, I'm Jeffrey Killerman. Which just happens to be the job I do.
So it's about one of the Hemsworth brothers that isn't Chris.
Liam.
Liam. Mm-hmm. And he's a money launderer.
That's
drug
right.
dealer.
What's a money launderer?
He launders money.
What does that mean?
He deals with money in an illegal fashion.
He deals with it in a legal fashion. That's right, yes. Okay. He doesn't put it in a washing machine or anything.
No, that's a great joke, Dad.
I know.
I'm proud of you for that. Amazing. So there's a big car crash and Mr. Hemsworth loses his memory. And he doesn't remember anything. He doesn't remember his job. He doesn't remember his girlfriend. And he doesn't remember any of his pals.
Hmm. So that is basically the entire premise of the movie. He's a drug dealer who loses his memory. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now... I made a prediction.
Yes.
This is a violent action thriller. It only gives us so much information in the trailer. Mainly it's just about the action. You know, car crashes and shooting people and fights. Which is fair enough. That's exactly what it's trying to be. And that's what the audience is trying to reach. But I was thinking maybe the twist is because he can't remember who he is. And we set him up to be this drug laundering. He doesn't launder drugs. Money laundering drug dealer that actually is an undercover policeman. That's my prediction. That's
twist.
All I'm getting. I don't get anything from the trailer. I'm just that's my prediction.
If that doesn't happen in the film, I'm gonna remake this film myself and give it that twist.
Mm.
Because that's a good twist.
Well, you need if you're gonna have some kind of memory loss film, it needs to have a twist, doesn't it? Because that's exactly why you've done that.
Mm.
It's a real cop-out, really, when it comes to narrative telling a tale. Oh, I can't remember. I've got a bump on the head.
That was a loud
scream.
Because
that happens all the time, doesn't it? Every time somebody gets a bump on the head in films, they lose their memory. How often does that happen in real life?
Probably never.
Well, very rarely, at least. But it happens all the time in bloody films.
Yeah, but not all these films are set in the same universe.
I think this is supposed to be reality, isn't it? It's supposed to be.
But it isn't.
No, it's not. It's a fictional film.
It's
called Killer Man.
And I'm going to give it a thumb down.
Liam Hemsworth. Is anybody else in it other than Liam Hemsworth?
No, it's just him. Every single character is played by Hemsworths.
Like Peter Sellers or Alec Guinness.
We've got Diane Guerrero, E. Marie Cohen.
Mike Moe.
Mike Moe.
Okay, so nobody we know. Right. Is it Malik Bader is the director? No, don't know him either.
Comes out soon-ish. Like, it says August, but that's in Germany.
Oh, that's strange. Wonder why Germany gets there.
Maybe it's a German film.
Maybe it is. Bader? Douglas Bader? No, he's not called Douglas Bader. The director, Bader, sounds like a German name.
Darth Bader.
Yeah.
Bader
would be more.
Baths.
Jimmy Baths.
Okay. I'm going to give this a thumb down.
I am going to stick my thumb in the middle. It's perfectly workable. Not really my cup of tea, but
no.
I can see it's fairly well done with its action scenes. Okay. Let's have one more trailer. And then we'll have a bit of music. What else have you got for me for trailer number three, please? Someone?
I've got trailer three.
Okay, which is what?
Point Blank, Netflix original film.
Ah, Rightio.
Is this a remake?
No.
Ah.
Because obviously there have been other films called Point Blank, including the classic 1970 thriller by John Borman starring Lee Marvin, which is brilliant.
But this does not star Lee Marvin. It stars Anthony Mackie. And another guy whose name eludes me at this point.
Yeah, and it's not a remake either of that said film.
Frank Grillo.
Oh, yeah. So he's Punisher, isn't he?
No.
Okay, then.
He's on the right lines.
What is he?
He's Crossbones.
That's it. I know.
I think about it. They're pretty much the same character.
Yeah, they're the same.
They've got the big skull on their chest.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So Anthony Mackie plays some nice, gentle family man who is pregnant wife, and it shows you their nice home, and she's heavily pregnant, and then all of a sudden some burglars come in, smash him on the head, and she gets kidnapped. And they say, right, Cocker, in order to get your wife back, you're going to have to do something for us. And that something is, he's got to go to a hospital and basically kidnap somebody else, or break out somebody, because apparently this guy's a bit dodgy himself because he has a policeman watching over him, so he must be dodgy. So we must think.
So they go on these adventures, they're trying to kill some corrupt cops, and it's just your average action flick.
So you've got a kind of, well, it's obviously very violent and sweary as well.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that your average action flick?
Well, not always. You don't have to be rated 18 or PG 13, is it? Whatever.
They have PG 13 and R.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Rated R, yeah.
Isn't there something in the middle, or is it just goes from?
I'm not sure.
13 all the way up to 17.
I think I'm not sure. And so you've got some attempts at humour, crude humour, old lady swearing, things like that, which is hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And you also have an interesting bit of casting as well.
Do we?
I don't know if you noticed there, the leader of the corrupt cops, as they were referred to in the trailer, was Sandra Bullock.
Oh, was it?
Yes, I do believe it was. So that's an interesting bit of casting, I think. It's going against type. Well, what are you going to do with your... tell me when it's out first.
When it's out.
Yes, tell me when it's out, and then we'll do something with our thumbs.
Very soon.
Which
12th
is?
Of July.
12th of July. Okay, so it will appear on Netflix on the 12th of July. So if you have that particular streaming service, you will be able to divulge. Not divulge, that's not the word.
Indulge.
Indulge.
Indulge in Point Blank.
That's right.
At July 2012.
Not the John Boar film.
Thumb in the middle.
Thumb in the middle for me. It might be all right.
It looks all right, yeah. Looks fine.
Yeah, it looks okay.
But it
looks
doesn't look okay. Special enough.
I think, you know what it needs? You can keep your action and your violence and your swearing. That's okay. That's all right. I think they've done that bit all right. But you know what it needs? It needs a bit more of subtle humour.
Yeah.
I think it needs a lighter tone. And it needs to have those two main characters bounce off each other in that kind of buddy cop type of scenario,
yeah.
Like
they don't
lethal
have the
weapon.
Chemistry, do
I think
they,
it, no,
two.
Not at all. And that's what you need. They should have worked on that beforehand.
You know what they need? They need a what's his face?
You don't need a Kevin Hart. Nobody needs a Kevin Hart. No, you need Danny Glover and Mel Gibson. That's what you need. Or you need Tango and Cash. Or you need another sort of buddy Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. That's
Holmes
what
and Watson.
Freebie and the Bean. Okay, let's have a bit of music because we'll break up the old trailers with a bit of Bad Night.
That's not our next song.
Okay.
It's Rebel Rebel by David Bowie.
Okay.
That was Rebel Rebel.
Not Bad Night.
No, you got that
wrong. Not Public Image Limited.
Yes.
No, that was Rebel Rebel by David Bowie. We are halfway through trailers here on the Papa Big Show on SS Radio.
So far, we've had Trolls World Tour, Killer Man, and Point Blank.
Yes, we have. And now we've got trailer number 4, please. Go on. Go on, spit it out.
The Angry Birds Movie 2.
Oh, great. Because I enjoyed the first one so much, I've been absolutely desperate to see the second one.
Yep, it's...
Was there a first one?
Yeah.
Well, I assume so.
What a stupid question.
Well,
it's clearly called The Angry Birds Movie 2.
Yeah, I know, but that was would be a clever ploy, one? Wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't be a clever ploy. Why would that be a clever ploy?
I don't know. It'd just be like you get people looking it up, trying to find out if there was a previous film and send them crazy.
No.
And you go, because you'd spell it T-O-O. No, all right, maybe
this
it's a really bad idea.
This is why you shouldn't make films.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's based on the video game, the mobile phone video game.
App.
Yeah, it's not really a video game, is it?
It's an app.
Yeah.
It's an app that middle-aged men play in their offices while they should be doing work.
Well, it's more of a kids' game, isn't it?
No. No kids play this. This is the same as Trolls. These are infantile adults who like this thing, not actual children.
Nah, I disagree.
Okay.
Because this is a kid's game.
Well, this is
very clearly a kid's game.
Definitely a kid's film, but not necessarily a kid's game. Anyway, you have the characters from the app, the pigs and the birds.
You've got the red one, you've got the yellow one, you've got the...
Green one.
No, it's not.
Green pigs?
Yeah, well, there's the pigs.
Oh, yeah. What's the white thing?
I don't know, it's a small bird that's white. They're all different birds and they're all different colours because kids like different colours.
Yeah,
so that the toys look different colours. That's why the Power Rangers are all different colours. So they could use the same mould of toy and just do a different colour plastic.
That's totally cynical. Surely that's not the case.
Yeah, that's totally not at all. And there's the pigs and there's like... Wasn't there like a bird-pig hybrid at the beginning? Yeah,
it was indeed,
right there.
Yeah, obviously. So this must follow on from the previous film where they must have...
Settled their differences.
Yes. So obviously, if you are familiar with the app, it's birds versus pigs.
Yeah.
And the birds attack the pigs.
And steal their eggs.
And kill them.
Yeah, they just kill them.
Brutal, really, isn't it? And destroy their houses.
Yeah.
So they've obviously, like you say, reconciled their differences at the end of the first film because we haven't seen the first film,
nope.
So we can't really comment upon that. But they have a new enemy. Who that enemy is, we're not entirely sure. They seem to be some kind of big birds.
Yeah, they're eagles, I think they said.
Ah.
Do you remember we did the teaser trailer, like, ages ago?
No, it's completely gone from
my
memory.
And it was like an eagle in an ice land.
Ah,
not
yes.
Iceland, but... An icy land.
Icy land, yes.
And I guess he's the villain?
So
they're saying, oh, we've got Bird Island, and we've also got Eagle Island. That's ridiculous.
They couldn't have thought of any more animals other than birds and pigs.
Well, I assume it's just supposed to be birds and pigs, but then there's a boa constrictor that turns up.
Maybe there's
and gets skinned by children.
Yeah, which is quite brutal, isn't it?
Yeah.
And turn them into hats and shoes.
Yeah, and then the little children birds say, well, that was dark.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. That's hilarious. I'm in stitches like right now.
Mm.
And then there's like
an
inventor.
Burns his bum and
yeah.
They say, do you smell bacon?
Lots of bum humour. But wait, there's another eagle there.
Oh, yeah.
There's
a good eagle.
Eagle.
A bald eagle. Our bald eagle is American, isn't he?
In the Angry Birds game,
yeah.
they used to call upon the eagle and it would just... It would be an instant win. It would just destroy. I haven't played Angry Birds in ages.
No, man, you need to start again because
it's completely dead.
That's the point of this film, obviously.
It's a game that no one's ever played since 2012.
Anyway, you have some hilarious capers in the trailer where they put together a band of pigs and birds who go to stop the evil eagles in their doings, and that's about it, really.
Mm.
What are you, my thumb?
Isn't it obvious?
No, I think you genuinely like this.
Yeah, it's going to be a thumbs down. Okay. Which animation studio is this? Is it Sony?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's quite
Sony.
An impressive
Sony.
Cast, to be honest. Quite an impressive cast. Read some of those names from the cast list of the voices in this.
Jason Sudeikis, Josh Gad, Leslie Jones,
Danny McBride, Peter
Bill
Dinklage,
Hader, Rachel Bloom, Awkwafina.
Is that a name?
I don't know.
Is that like some kind of juice?
Sterling K. Brown, Eugenio Derbez.
Okay. That's... Maybe it's not as impressive as I thought.
No,
it's out
not.
August the 14th. So if you have some small children who are really into...
It's not. It's not. It's
games,
out August the 2nd.
Oh, sorry. In the UK. I do apologise. Yes.
Because we are in the UK.
Yeah, that's true. So there you go. I think... Yeah, I'm sticking my thumb down as well. Move on to the next trailer, please. Let's have our last trailer for this week's trailers on the Puppet Big Show, please.
We have something that isn't rubbish.
Is that
the first time this week?
My thumb's been in the middle a little bit, but mostly down.
Yeah, we've got something we have a positive opinion on, and that is Stranger Things Season 3 trailer. The trailer for Stranger Things Series 3.
So when's this out, then? July 4th, I believe.
Yep.
Okay, and this is the third trailer, is it, that we've seen?
There were some
teasers, weren't there? And then there was
a full trailer. Oh, God, there was like 20 teasers for this, wasn't there?
And then there was a full trailer, and then there's the final trailer, it's known as. So it gives quite a lot away, which I'm not too pleased about, to be honest.
What does it give away?
I don't know, it just seems to be showing too much of it. Not necessarily giving away too much of the plot, but what's happening to the characters, but just showing too much of it. Some nice shots and things like that. It'd be nice to see them for the first time.
Yes, but it's a two-minute trailer, 2.5 minutes.
That's true, and it'll be how many episodes?
8.
Right, okay.
And they're about 40 minutes long.
Yeah, my year's
so
just
that's
over.
A lot of time.
Hours, yeah.
Yeah.
8 times 4 is...
All right, I don't go to school anymore.
Okay.
I've finished school.
No, you haven't.
So I've erased maths from my brain totally. I'm never doing it again, guys.
Okay. You just refuse to.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so we've got all kinds of interesting shots. And there's the twist in here. This is the bit that I think gives too much away.
Yeah, I think I agree with you there.
Yeah, because what's his name, that character, who was introduced
Billy.
In season 2? So Billy, the kind of bully elder brother of
Max. Mad Max.
Mad Max, yeah. He, because in the last trailer, it just showed him as some kind of womanizer, didn't it? Of like, he was preying on people's mums and things, being a bit of a perv. So, which I think was quite a good follow-up from the previous series, because it kind of intimated that him and, was it Nancy's mum, I think it was, were kind of like, oh, hello, you're nice, oh, you're nice, sort of thing.
I've just realised how rubbish we are at this.
Yeah.
Stranger Things is a Netflix show about, it's set in the 80s, and there's monsters in a portal.
Surely everybody's seen Stranger Things. Do we need to explain that?
Well,
you're right.
The only person who listens to us every week, well, one of two people we know listen every week, are Mama Biggs and Grandma Biggs. And I know for sure...
two only listeners.
Grandma Biggs probably doesn't know what this is.
Okay, so there you go, you've explained it for her.
To half our audience needed that.
All right, and it follows a group of characters who are mainly children, but there are some adults in there as well, and they have some escapades and adventures against other beings from parallel universes, and one of them has special powers, and she's called Eleven.
Yeah, so it's got if experimenting on children and children in peril is for you, then check this out.
Yeah. So it follows on in the 80s, and it's got that 80s vibe, continues, and it looks all right. I think it looks okay.
I think Dustin's going to die.
Oh, wow.
Because he's not in that final scene. You can only hear him on the microphone. And
or
they
maybe
could
he just goes
easily,
back to the upside down.
They could have easily like dubbed over the top of that.
They've got a killer
Plus,
character, haven't they?
He's working on a series of his own.
Oh yeah, a prank show.
Yeah, where they make fun of unemployed people.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
That sounds really funny.
Yeah. They trick them into thinking they've got a job.
No, that can't be true.
Yeah, I read
it. Is that what it is?
I thought it was. It sounds like an Onion article.
I knew it was getting flack.
Yeah.
For being horrible.
Yeah.
But I thought it just meant it was like rubbish.
No, it's not out yet. They're working on it at the moment. So why would... Maybe he's just doing another thing with Netflix, but I think Dustin's going to die.
Okay, that's your prediction. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. I think that is not a bad prediction. I think, although Dustin, as a beloved character that he is, would be a good person to kill off. I do think they need to kill a character off to retain interest.
Never killed anyone on this show, have they?
Nope. They intimated in the end of the first series that 11 had gone, but then right at the end, a little sort of postscript, they said, no, she may probably still be alive.
And the cast keeps growing because you've got this other teenage girl here.
Exactly. The obvious one to be killed would be Jonathan, and nobody would give a damn, so they won't keep to kill him. I think a good one to kill off would be Steve, because he's...
He's the fan favourite.
I know, but he doesn't serve any purpose anymore, does he?
Not really.
No, so he would be an easy one to kill off. I think that would be good.
Yeah, I think they're killing Dustin.
I think you're killing Dustin. I'm going to go with Steve.
Right.
Okay, they're going to kill Steve. They're going to kill them both. There you go.
They're going to kill Bill.
Kill Steve and Dustin after they've declared their love for each other. And then
they're going to
explode in a sea of slime.
Look, there they are. And
he's dressed as a sailor. So I'm just putting two and two together and hitting three.
I think that's because he works at... ice cream shop. He's dressed as a sailor.
He's just come out, that's all. All right, so that's Stranger Things 3, out on the 4th of July. If you like the first two, you're going to love the third one. We liked the first two, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
So do we like the third one?
We'll wait and see. Thumbs up for now.
So let's recap. We had...
Oh, we're doing it from memory because I've closed the tab.
That's all right.
We had Trolls World Tour.
Which we both didn't like.
Yeah, it was two thumbs down.
We had Killer Man.
Two thumbs in the middle from me.
We had another thriller, Point Blank.
Mm-hmm.
Two thumbs in the middle.
And we had the Angry Birds movie 2.
Two thumbs down.
And we had Stranger Things season 3.
Which was two thumbs up, so there's a clear winner this week.
It's obviously the Angry Birds movie.
No, we didn't like that one. So it's Stranger Things 3 is our recommendation of our trailer for the week. Get on over to YouTube and watch them yourself in our lovely playlist.
Let's have a little bit of David Bowie with Rebel Rebel.
Let's see what you did.
That was not Rebel Rebel by David Bowie. It was, in fact, Bad Night by Public Image Limited. What are we doing now?
I think we should watch and listen and read and do that kind of thing of the past 7 days.
What have you been reading? What have you been watching? What have you been watching? What have you been reading? What have you been reading? What have you been watching? What have you been watching? What have you been reading? What have you been watching?
Yes, of course, it's what have you been watching and what have you been reading, the part of the show where we look at what you've been watching and what you've been reading in the past week. And I have been watching Jessica Jones season 3. We did the trailer for this not too long ago, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did, yeah.
Yeah, and it's the final Marvel Netflix collaboration. And I binge-watched it in about a week.
Right.
Which is not that impressive, is it?
No, not really.
No.
Some people binge-watch in a day, don't they?
Yeah.
Which is just wrong.
Especially considering this is 13-hour-long episodes, so it takes about 13 hours to watch the whole thing. If you do that sort of thing, you're sad. So this is it's about a private investigator who has super strength and... It's good.
Well, you liked the first two, didn't you? You thought...
No.
Oh, you didn't like the first two.
I liked the first one. The second one is rubbish.
Oh, right. Really that bad. So, like, completely contrasting.
Yeah.
So...
It's like Jessica Jones ended up being like a feces sandwich with really good bread. Like, season one and season three, it's good. And then in the middle, not so great.
That's a horrible analogy.
What about an anchovy sandwich?
Yeah, that's probably a little bit better. Okay, well, I haven't watched it, and I've never watched any of it. Oh, yes, I have. I'm lying. I've watched the first episode.
You're lying for. So, I like it. You don't need an extensive Marvel Universe knowledge to watch this. And it's very twisty and turny. It's got some things I wasn't expecting to happen. There's one character who goes down a dark path and ends up being a supervillain by the end of it.
All right, I know she's got superpowers and I know it's Marvel, but isn't it more of a detective-y type show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a private investigator.
Yeah, and it follows those kind of tropes, doesn't it? Of following people and getting into those kind of shenanigans and breaking into people's houses and all that kind of stuff, isn't it? So it is more of a detective show, isn't it? Just with that extra Marvel superhero slant on top of it.
I thought the last episode in particular was great, which was good, because it's ending this universe on a nice note.
Okay. Nice as in well done, or nice
good
as
ending.
In a genuinely happy ending.
It wasn't a genuine happy ending. It teased the return of the Purple Man.
Ah.
And he's a bad man.
Okay, Doctor Who himself. Mr.
Spoiler. It's not really a spoiler. It's kind of a spoiler.
That's a spoiler.
What did you watch? Spoiler.
I watched Limitless.
So did I. What a coincidence.
2011 film. So, Sub 2, for Father's Day, bought me a few DVDs, didn't he? And he just went out on a limb and bought some random ones, and he got some good stuff. One of which was this, which I had seen way back when, probably when it first came out. So it stars Bradley Cooper and Anna Friel, and it's an interesting premise, kind of mystery sci-fi thriller-ish with, it's obviously got Robert De Niro in it as well. I forgot, probably De Niro.
Obviously.
So he's kind of a loser, he's Bradley Cooper. He's supposed to be writing a novel, but he can't, and he's a bit down on his luck, and his girlfriend leaves him, and all that kind of thing. And then out of the blue, his ex-brother-in-law turns up and says, I've got this amazing new drug, which is going through clinical trials, and it clears your brain, unclouds your brain, and because we only use 20% of our brain, which Sun Tzu was very amazed about, what this drug then is supposed to do is unlock the remaining 80% of your brain, and you get this kind of superpower, which makes you see and remember everything that you do, and can almost like make you predict the future, because you can understand every situation, and everybody's predict what people are going to do and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, so he uses this to kind of manipulate the stock market and get rich quick.
Yeah,
and he gets rich, and then he becomes the senator.
Yeah. So at the end, So he has some ups and downs, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And it starts to go along that path of like, well, clearly he's had all these ups and everything's been going great, and he's making loads of money, and everybody thinks he's brilliant and he's a genius and he's writing books and his girlfriend's back with him and everything like that. And it's always the uptrend, and he's getting one up on everybody, and he's getting, and then obviously the downside is that this drug is not good for him.
And it's incredibly addictive.
And it's incredibly addictive, and it's going to be bad. So you think, well, there's the message right there. Don't do drugs, kids. But then at the end, so spoiler alert if you're ever going to watch this, but I'm going to tell you the ending. Okay, so turn off now if you don't want to hear the ending, or close your ears and walk out of the room for 2 minutes. Because at the end of the film, he becomes a senator on his way to being the president. So you can't get a bigger job in the States, I suppose, than that. And
president.
And, yeah. President, yeah.
Because he's a senator of New York, not president.
No, I said he's a senator and he's got on his way to being the president. That's what it intimates. It clearly intimates that.
Okay.
Okay. And then he's super, super rich and everything's super brilliant. And girlfriend's back with him again after breaking up with him. And he's killed the baddies and he's super rich and everything's brilliant. So
he also killed a random woman.
He killed a random woman. he killed some mobsters. He drunk some blood. It's all kinds of crazy
scene.
Stuff.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, well, he drinks some blood and sticks a needle in somebody's eye.
He just drinks some mobster's blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it ends with him, I changed the drug, it's not addictive anymore.
Yeah, top. Brilliant.
Terrible ending.
It was. So it's a good film apart from the ending, really.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And it's very flashy visuals and editing, which kind of works.
It's got a continuation. It continues into a TV show that lasted for one season.
Right.
It's an American season, so it's 22 episodes.
Right.
And it's a different guy who does the drug.
Ah.
But Bradley Cooper's still in it as the senator.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's in the same universe. But
when was that released? That was 2015 to 16. Oh, right. It might be worth a look.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not. So that was Limitless. That's what I watched. That's what you watched. That's what one of the bigs watched. That's what Sun 2 watched. So let's have a little bit of music and then we'll continue. That was Electric Six with Gay Barb. What have we got going on so far, someone?
What's that even? What have we got going on?
What have we got going on? What are you doing at the moment? What are we currently halfway through?
What we're watching and what we're reading. And we've talked about what we're watching, so the next logical step is what we've been reading. So what have you been reading?
Well, what I've been reading this week is Philip K. Dick. I like a bit of Philip K. Dick, don't I? So a bit of sci-fi fiction. And this is called Our Friends from Frolics 8. So I'm about halfway through. And it is another dystopian type of world that Mr. Dick has created. But this one's quite interesting. It's talking about like Limitless that we just did as well. This one's also quite drug related, because you're in a world where alcohol is seen as illegal and is seen as an incredibly bad thing that alters your personality. And drugs are more like the alcohol of our society, where people indulge in them and it's kind of socially acceptable. So an interesting twist.
The front cover has a bunch of signs on it, and they're in Comic Sans.
Are they?
So this is obviously some sort of dystopia where not all fonts are readily available, and they have to use Comic Sans to advertise their businesses, such as Drug World, Drugs Here.
Well, that obviously just refers to like what we have here as an off license. So, okay. Yeah, so it works.
Yeah.
Okay then. Anyway, it's also, but I mean, that's just part of the world that he's created. But the story follows this ordinary Joe called Nick, an ordinary person called Nick, who basically gets involved with some revolutionaries against these kind of three types of human beings now in this world. You have the Undermen, which is the basically us humans, normal humans, and then you have these evolved humans called the New Men, and then you have these super evolved humans who have psychic abilities called the Other Men.
This sounds stupid.
It's complex, that's for sure. And there's all kinds of crazy things going on. Anyway, it's interesting. I'm about halfway through. I'll let you know how I get on. So that's what I've been reading this week. What have you been reading, someone?
I read Rick and Morty, Pocket Like You Stole It, which is based on a video game, which is based on a TV show.
All right, so the TV show was based on a video game?
No, I just said the game. There's a game based on the TV show.
Oh, right. I was confused there.
Yeah, so this is based on the video game, which is based on Rick and Morty, but the video game is also a Pokemon parody with Mortys instead of Pokemon.
Okay, right.
So and this is a comic book based on that game.
That sounds...
It's very confusing.
Convoluted.
So Rick and Morty's about a granddad and his grandson, and they go on adventures across the galaxy and across realities and stuff like that. But this is not like that, because it's about a bunch of Mortys that try and escape some evil Ricks that want to use them for fighting, because it's like Pokemon as well.
All right, so some kind of alternate universe for these characters.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know why it exists. I know why it exists. It's because of the video game, the little mobile game.
So is this a graphic novel or is this just a comic?
It's both.
Right, okay, so what form do you have it in and what form do you read it in?
Comics.
Right, okay, thank you. So yeah. You could have said the answer was comic, couldn't you?
Yeah, well, I could have, yeah, but I didn't.
Because that's clearly what it would have been, the answer, the right answer to my question.
It's weird. I don't think I like it.
Okay, fair enough.
But maybe I do. I don't think I do.
Okay, well, only you would know that answer.
Yeah.
Okay, so only you could tell us that answer. So would you like to tell us, or would you like to go away, formulate an answer when you've thought about it a little harder, and then deliver that answer?
I'll just say I don't recommend it to anyone.
Okay.
Unless you're an idiot.
Okay, or a huge Rick and Morty fan and Pokemon fan and
video game
comic
fan.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
you'll
just like everything about it.
Yes.
All right, so that's what we'll be reading and watching this week here on the Papa Big Show.
We're going to have to say goodbye.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
that
went quick.
We've got places to be.
Things to do, people to see and do. Yes.
Okay.
All right then, so
yeah. We
go on.
It's been a good good hour or so. It's been a good 54 minutes. Or if you're listening in podcast version, it's been a good, I don't know,
42 minutes, something like that. Yeah, probably less.
42 sounds about right.
Yeah, it's like a Netflix series, isn't it?
No.
Which is why Netflix series are around about that time. They're about 45 minutes because if you put it on a commercial station, add the actual commercials, it would be about an hour.
They're actually closer to about 44 minutes. Yeah, you get them in increments of 11. So you have 11-minute ones, 22-minute ones, and 44-minute ones.
Okay.
Because that's just how long adverts are.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
We're going to leave you with Walk on the Wild Side by Mr. Lou Reed. You have a lovely time, people. And don't forget to listen to us here on Ursus Radio every single day of the week on ursusradio.co.uk, 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bye-bye now.
Au revoir.